I'm joined now by Coach Carlos Prieto, head coach for the Buffaloes, the 8th state championship for Garden City High School, and a legacy that's going to run for a long, long time. This program at Garden City High School has been there. It's been known statewide and region-wide, and I'll tell you what, another state championship. How does it feel to be the head coach that guided all this on this year?
Well, you know, it feels great, but it all starts, Rocky Welton. He built this, a tradition. The expectations of Garden City Wrestling have always been there. Martin Segovia, I want to thank him. I want to thank Coach Mosier. You know, without those guys, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm at. I learned so much from those two. Also, I want to thank my coaching staff. You know, I couldn't have done it without them. And I always tell my kids, I got the best coaching staff in the state of Kansas. And tonight, over these last two days, we proved it. Unbelievable, Jerry. Unbelievable. Undescribable, to be honest with you. But it's a great feeling, and I think we're going to be around for a long time.
Well, let's go in that direction right now. And I talked with Martin Segovia, the athletic director, about that. And this was no surprise to anybody, really, because it's been coming for quite a while. But it takes a head coach and a coaching staff to put that blend all together here and make it all happen. You guys did on 2013. You do it by wrestling some really tough matches, some really tough tournaments. You went 13-0 in duels. And, you know, again, finishing high in the Rocky Welton, always a tough one. And you went to Kansas City, an extremely tough regional with some teams from all across the country there. And you guys still finished pretty high there. You know, that really set you up. But talk about this coming for a long time with the guys you've seen coming up to the program.
Well, you know, last year I talked Coach Mosier into, who was a head coach, into going to Kansas City, because I knew some of these kids that were coming up. My son, freshman, Tevin Briscoe, Zach Finch, Chris Adler, AJ Hurtado. I can go on down the line. And those are the type of kids that we're going to, start seeing in the program, coming up and wrestling for us. And we need to toughen up our schedule. We need to get these guys, I've been saying this all along, we need to put them through the meat grinder. And at times throughout the season, it may be brutal on them. It may be no fun for them. But, the rewards at the end of the season are unbelievable, undescribable. And, we haven't accepted our plaque yet. It's not over. And I can't wait. But you're going to see the expressions on their faces, all the hard work all year long, all summer. It's an amazing feeling right now.
I'm sure that it is. And, of course, Coach, congratulations on being named Coach of the Year, too, as well, with your team title. But how does it feel to have a son win a state championship?
Unbelievable. We dreamt about this for a long, long time. He has high goals. He wants to be a four-time state champion. Whether we accomplish that or not, we got a good start, though. You can't be a four-timer if you don't win the first one. And I'm just ecstatic. He's a hard worker. Hard work does pay off, and this weekend was a culmination of all those things. Just extremely proud, really proud.
Coach, congratulations. Appreciate the comments, and congratulations again on your state championship.
Thank you very much, Jerry.